Last week, about 100 people stood with signs in front of the Potsdam post office. 100 people. That's no small protest. They were healthcare workers or friends of healthcare workers who didn't want to have to get the COVID-19 vaccine. The same group is doing more protests in Canton and in Potsdam this week. The people I talked to at that protest last week cited religion as the issue. Now, it might be surprising, healthcare workers not wanting to get the COVID-19 vaccine, because we know that the vaccine reduces the risk that people are going to get sick from COVID. Well, the people that I talked to at that protest last week cited religion as the issue. So let's look into the details of the religious objection to getting the shot and the legal battle around it on today's story of the day.
Support for Story of the Day is brought to you by Claxton Hepburn Medical Center, remaining dedicated to providing high-quality, personalized care to patients. ClaxtonHepburn.org.
Hey, I'm David Summerstein. It's Monday, September 20th. First up, Canadians will have to wait at least another month before they can cross the border into the United States. The news came on the same day the White House said it would ease restrictions for other international travelers flying into the U.S. Emily Russell has the details.
The White House announced on Monday it's extending its border closure with Canada through at least October 21st. The border has been closed to all non-essential traffic since the start of the pandemic. While Canadians can't travel south, vaccinated Americans have been allowed to travel north into Canada since mid-August. On the same day the White House extended the border closure with Canada, it announced it's easing restrictions for vaccinated foreign travelers starting in November. Both Republicans and Democrats have been critical of the Biden administration for keeping the border closed to Canadians. In a statement, State Assemblyman Billy Jones described Monday's announcement as disappointing and infuriating. North Country Congresswoman Elise Stefanik criticized the move in a statement, describing the president's handling of the pandemic as a failure. It's unclear if the White House will ease restrictions along the Canadian border after October 21st. That would coincide with restrictions easing for foreign travelers starting in November. Emily Russell, North Country Public Radio.
A state vaccine mandate for healthcare workers takes effect 1 week from today. The requirement has generated sporadic protests around the North Country and prompted some medical workers to even quit their jobs. As Ryan Finnerty reports, much of the controversy centers around religious objections.
At 46%, Lewis County has the lowest vaccination rate in the North Country and among the lowest statewide. The mostly rural community recently became a national focal point for anti-vaccination sentiment.
Lowville's hospital will hold off on delivering babies starting later this month.
Lewis County General Hospital in Lowville announced it could no longer operate its maternity ward after six staff resigned in opposition to a state vaccine mandate for healthcare workers. Gerald Kerr is the hospital CEO and says the vaccine issue was the breaking point. There was already a shortage of skilled medical workers.
There's a significant health workforce challenge in New York State, particularly north of the Thruway. And so the mandate has really brought, I think, clarity to that challenge, though it doesn't get discussed a whole lot because it's about the mandate.
CARE still supports the mandate and notes roughly 80% of staff have already been vaccinated. The hospital is working to bring in new staff and plans to resume delivery services as soon as possible. But protests against the mandates have appeared across the North Country, from Watertown to Saranac Lake. Around 100 people attended a recent protest in Potsdam, supporting healthcare workers who don't want to get vaccinated. Danielle Robar is a registered nurse at Canton Potsdam Hospital.
There's a mandate for the vaccines. They took away our religious exemption, which was my plan at first. And now on September 27th, I'm going to lose my job.
State health authorities removed any religion-based exemptions to the healthcare worker mandate, set to take effect next week. That prompted a lawsuit by 17 anonymous medical staff, ranging from doctors to technicians, who say that's a violation of their First Amendment right to religious freedom.
This is a state which is subservient to federal law, and the state has no authority to set aside federal law like the Free Exercise Clause of the First Amendment.
Steve Crampton is an attorney with the Thomas More Society, which is representing the group. He describes his clients as pro-life Christians.
The issue for them is the way that these vaccines, all of them that are now available in the U.S., have been developed by the use of either the testing or the development itself, in which they use aborted baby tissue.
None of the vaccines contain aborted fetal cells, but fetal cells were used during the testing and development process of the mRNA vaccines created by Pfizer and Moderna. And the single-shot Johnson & Johnson vaccine does require fetal cell cultures for production. In all cases, any fetal cells used were obtained from one of two events decades in the past, a 1985 abortion or an undisclosed 1973 event that was either an abortion or a miscarriage. Multiple faith and anti-abortion organizations, including Catholics and Southern Baptists, have signed off on at least some of the vaccines. A written finding from the Vatican states that it is, quote, morally acceptable to receive COVID-19 vaccines that have used cell lines from aborted fetuses in their research and production process. The U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops wrote, receiving the Pfizer and Moderna shots is morally justified and does not represent cooperation in abortion. But non-Catholics may not be swayed by those declarations. Steve Crampton says his clients would be satisfied if the blanket ban on religious exemptions were removed and employers were allowed to evaluate individual requests under equal employment opportunity law. Plattsburgh labor attorney Jacqueline Kelleher says setting up a standard for what constitutes a sincerely held religious belief would ultimately be up to each employer.
You're going to have to make a choice about how much information, how hard will we push to determine if this is a genuine religious exemption. There's no clear and easy answer to that.
Even if a religious exemption is granted, employers can still require alternative measures like masking and regular testing. The state's ban on religious exemptions was temporarily thrown out by a federal judge, but Governor Kathy Hochul says she plans to fight that ruling and stands by the mandate without religious exemptions.
We left off that in our regulations intentionally, and we're hoping that we will make overwhelmingly persuasive arguments in support of allowing the state of New York to do what is necessary to protect the public health.
The vaccine mandate for healthcare workers will still take effect next Monday, with religious exemptions in place. Attorneys for the two sides will make their arguments the next day. Ryan Finnerty, North Country Public Radio.
We have more news all the time on our website, ncpr.org. And you know, you could really do us a solid and tell one other person about Story of the Day. Someone who's interested in what goes on in the North Country, used to live here, comes here seasonally, likes to hike in the Adirondacks, someone who loves good stories, and someone who wants to do it all in just 10 minutes or less. Help this proverbial friend sign up for the Story of the Day podcast. So it's on their device of choice, and boom, they're listening, and you're listening. And we're all listening, having this ongoing conversation about life in our beautiful little part of the world. Story of the Day, search for it in your podcast app of choice. Music today by I Am Snow Angel of Lake Placid and Ramon Vasquez of Malone. I'm David Summerstein, North Country Public Radio.